الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 16 questions and answers regarding healthy food. The prayer of Attar's successor. O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to this booklet entitled 16 questions and answers regarding healthy food, protect them from illnesses, grant them good health, and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The closest of people to me on the Day of Judgment shall be those who recited the most salat upon me in the world." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 1. How is it to eat eggs for breakfast every day? Answer. Free-range chickens that roam freely lay good eggs, so one should eat them. In general, eggs are beneficial and have much nutritious value. Egg whites and yolk have their separate benefits. People vary in palate and taste, but if agreeable to them, they can eat both egg whites and yolk together. If not, they can eat one separate from the other. One's digestive system changes with age, so whoever can only eat one egg should do this. Whoever can handle more should consume accordingly. Everybody's body is different, and eating eggs causes some to feel itchy or constipated. Some struggle to digest them, giving the eater great worry. Make sure to eat only what you can. If you cannot eat an entire egg, eat half or a quarter. Having said this, do eat eggs in some way, as they are a blessing from Allah and have their own benefits. Number 2. Some people mix raw eggs with milk and drink this. Is this good for health? Answer. Milk and eggs are both good for one's health. Whoever can consume both can mix them. It is possible those who have side effects from eating eggs can lessen the effects by mixing them with milk. As for whether eggs and milk go together, we first must see whether consuming them simultaneously leads to benefit or harm. Secondly, one can also consult his doctor. Remember to only have one doctor, as having many may result in the prescribing of conflicting medication. A single doctor will be aware of your health and effective medication that does not cause sleep deprivation or other side effects. Number 3. Should sea salt or mine salt be used with food? What are your thoughts about those who sell salt mixed with other substances? Answer. As far as I know, mountain salt is very good for you. This is also known as Lahori salt. We would take large pieces of this, break it down and make use of it. Ground mountain salt is also available, but it may be mixed with small stones, just as people mix all sorts of things with water and sell it as mineral water. Developed countries have strict laws in place to prevent this, so this usually occurs in less developed areas. May Allah guide them, for they contaminate even the cheapest of products and endanger people's lives for money. If you want to see if salt is pure, dissolve it in water. If you see small bits at the bottom of the glass that have not dissolved, the salt has been mixed with other substances. Number 4. Should we drink warm water in every season? Is warm water beneficial for everyone? Answer. From a medical perspective, drinking warm water is beneficial. According to research, drinking warm water in winter protects one from illnesses. It is possible that This only helps people of a certain physiological temperament, so some may find this ineffective. It is better to consult your doctor before attempting treatment like this. Only consult one doctor, as he will know of your health and which medication is safe for you, whilst new doctors will not. Anyhow, drinking warm water is usually beneficial. Number 5. Why do you drink water before eating? Answer. Medical and physiological experts explained principles of maintaining good health, one of which is to eat at appropriate times. Carelessness in this regard can be dangerous. With this principle in mind, it is beneficial to drink water before having a meal and before eating fruit. Similarly, it is also recommended to drink water before drinking tea. Number 6. Can water be drunk before eating? Answer. Yes. There is no issue in this. I have heard and read that drinking before eating helps one's bowels function correctly. Those who eat heavy foods like kebabs and samosas, it is they who regularly harangue doctors the most. Number 7. Should fruit be eaten before a meal or after? Answer. Fruit should be eaten before a meal, but nowadays people eat this after. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Eat fruit before the main meal, as from a medical perspective, this is better. Fruit digests and moves to the intestines quickly. The Quran also alludes to the precedence of consuming fruit." Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِّمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. And fruits from whatever they will choose. Allah states after that, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولحم طير مما يشتهون. And the meat of birds from whatever they will desire. After fruit is eaten, it is better to then eat meat or thareed. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi reports, eating watermelon before a meal cleanses the stomach and uproots illnesses. Number 8. What are the benefits of eating apples? Answer. The benefits of eating apples are mentioned in the January 2017 edition of Fizan-e Madina monthly magazine. Apples are considered a most energizing fruit, as well as being tasty and nutritious. There is a famous saying, "An apple a day keeps the doctor away." Here are some health benefits of eating apples. Number 1. It stimulates the heart and mind. Number 2. It strengthens the cardiovascular system and removes anxiety. Number 3. It produces blood and brightens skin complexion. Number 4. It improves the liver and strengthens the stomach. Number 5. Eating an apple and drinking milk on an empty stomach is hugely beneficial. Number 6. Apple juice kills stomach and intestinal bacteria. Number 7. Eating apples strengthens the teeth and gums. Number 8. It is useful for treating dysentery, typhoid, laryngeal TB and cough. Laryngeal TB, LTB, is tuberculosis of the throat, whilst dysentery is a stomach disease which sometimes exudes blood and pus. Number 9. Apple jam help the heart and mind. Number 10. Eating apples improve vision and memory. Number 11. Eating apples prevents gallstones. Number 12. It is beneficial to apply a warm apple upon swelling. Number 13. Apples reduce cholesterol and prevent it from rising. Number 14. According to one research, eating apples prevents all types of cancer. Number 15. Apple cider vinegar prevents hiccups, relieves sore throats, relieves colds, and helps with weight loss. Food coloring. Deceptive people apply red coloring to apple peels. If this is certain to be the case, remove the coloured peel before eating. If not, eat the apple along with its peel, as the latter contains vitamin K. It can be difficult to avoid buying artificially coloured apples, as we cannot tell if an apple is dyed or not. Perhaps they are coloured with fabric dye, as food colouring is expensive. In fact, many of the foods we eat are coloured with fabric dye. An Islamic brother who sells fabric dye told me that because food colouring is expensive, people go to him to buy fabric dye for their food instead. He said if he knows this is the customer's intention, he refuses to sell to him for the sake of protecting the ummah. Red foods and drinks can have fabric colouring mixed in, but it is impossible to say for certain as this is hard to ascertain. A shopkeeper told me a long time ago that food colouring cannot be applied to sweets and chocolate, but fabric dye can. This is why different colours are used for sweets and select foods. Safety in eating homemade food. There is safety in eating food cooked at home as opposed to that available outside. Prevent your children from eating harmful foods so they can stay healthy. Remember, if you see someone making sweets on a stall in the street, turn away, as street sellers do not usually care for maintaining hygiene standards. There are many foods we like to eat, yet we do not see how sweat and saliva falls into the food when it is made, and how mice are running around the location it is made in. They may pay attention to hygiene in some places, but standards are overall non-existent. Eat at home. Whatever is cooked will be eaten by the cook and everyone else in the house. This will ensure standards of cleanliness, as the cook will make sure the ingredients and cooking area are clean, because they too are to partake in the food. As for good inspections at restaurants, these are good but not enough. For example, only Allah truly knows what is in those processed packs of spices or other similar items. Some people do not season food with ready-made spices, but purchase ingredients separately and grind them before use. It may not be the packaging company's fault entirely, as deception of contaminating food is rife in our society. Perhaps this is why there are so many illnesses and many unhealthy or worried people. Almost everyone is worried due to their family, disobedient children, illness, debt, stolen money, an unjust landlord, or a neighbour who makes their life miserable. Unrest has spread everywhere, and people's character and intentions are corrupted. May Allah make us better people for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. From now, we should all intend to save ourselves from fraud, deception, swearing, lying, backbiting, and missing salah. If we begin helping fellow Muslims and begin thinking of ways we can do this, goodness will become prevalent and we will be a means of this, inshallah. Due to this, peace will spread globally and we will also be at peace in the grave and in the hereafter, inshallah. Likewise, if we all work together to propagate the Sunnah and the message of Dawat-e-Islami, we will experience great serenity in our lives. Change does not occur with passionate speeches or smearing people via media, but with working towards a goal. Number 9. What can be done to reduce the problems we face during old age? Answer. The youth you cherish will fade away. Drinking milk till the age of 20, 22 offers many positives, as this contains calcium, which strengthens the skeletal system. It is possible people who have pain in their joints and bones did not drink much milk when they were young. In my youth, I would buy 1 rupee's worth of buffalo milk. It may have been mixed with some water, but they would milk the buffalo in front of us and weigh it. They removed the foam before selling. Even though it had no weight, the foam may play on the minds of some buyers. Thinking of the cream that would gather atop this milk still makes my mouth water. Drink milk whilst you are young. Avoid oily and sweet foods. Insha'Allah, you will be healthy in old age. Number 10. What are the benefits of eating coconut and using its oil? Answer. Eating 11 grams of coconut with mishri or rock sugar every day on an empty stomach, this can improve vision, help the stomach and increase appetite. Applying coconut oil to the head causes hair to grow and it is beneficial for the mind. Number 11. Is it beneficial or harmful to eat liver? Answer. Liver is good food. It is totally halal and can be consumed. It does, however, have high levels of cholesterol. Anybody with heart conditions or high cholesterol levels should not eat it. It is also rich in carbohydrates, so those with gastric issues should also avoid it. The liver of cows, goats, and chickens is usually eaten. As a side note, those with uric acid illnesses should refrain from eating red meat, which is cow, buffalo, or camel meat. They should also not eat the liver of the said animals. Number 12. What precautions should be taken in the summer? Answer. Pay attention to how much water you drink in the summer and set an amount for yourself. For example, drink at least 12 glasses of water a day. It is possible this is not enough in severe heat, so drink as much as you need. I have a bowl which I think is equal to about 2 glasses of water. I drink this in one sitting whenever I fill it. I drink another one and a half or 2 bowls worth at iftar. I also drink as I eat, and there is water in food too. So I have a habit of drinking a good amount of water. After Madani Muzakaras, I breathe in steam from a steam inhaler. This is a very beneficial machine given to me by my oldest son, Haji Ubaid Raza. Alhamdulillah, I can feel its effects and now have a habit of using just as I have of drinking water. I would like to maintain this. If you have a steam inhaler, set a time to use it during the day and inhale the hot steam through your nose and mouth for 7 to 10 minutes. Number 13. Are there any healthy foods we can eat during the winter to stay healthy? Answer. Maktabatul Madina has published a book entitled 50 Madani Pearls of Fenugreek. In this, it is mentioned mixing half a spoon of fenugreek seeds with water and drinking this every day during winter will protect one from most illnesses. Consult your doctor before trying any treatment. Fenugreek may not be beneficial for everyone. Number 14. What is the benefit of eating something sweet on an empty stomach? How is it to use white sugar for sweetness? Answer. It is beneficial to eat dates on an empty stomach as they improve vision. There are certain sections of the digestive system which absorb sugar, and eating a date or drinking water for iftar improves their functionality. Lukewarm water is better if available. Refrain from drinking these chemical-filled drinks as they damage your health. I stay away from them most of the time, but sometimes just have a little. If you want a sweet drink and Allah has granted you wealth, mix 1 or 2 spoons of pure honey with milk. Mixing lemon juice with water is also a brilliant drink during hot weather. White sugar has many dangers in consumption. For sweetness, use honey or molasses instead. Some people call white sugar white poison or sweet poison, but it is not impermissible to consume. I use it when I have to, but avoid to whenever I can. If molasses are not available, white sugar can be used instead. Also, it is difficult to avoid sweet food when you are guests at someone's house. Number 15. How much sweet food is good for the intestine? Answer. The exact amount is not written anywhere, but those who sit a lot should not eat a lot of sweet food. If an excessive amount of sugar enters the bloodstream, it can cause a lot of harm. Blood sugar-related illnesses are common. Most people who do not perform strenuous work cannot digest sweet foods properly, but laborers, runners, blacksmiths, etc. can. They can even eat raw meat without any problems. An overseas Islamic brother said, I went to an Islamic brother's house to eat and they presented a lot of sweet dishes. His father said, I eat all of these by myself. He did not look younger than 60, but he was able to eat that much as he was a blacksmith. Number 16. How can someone who is fat become thin? Answer. If someone is overweight and wants to lose weight, he should first have a lipid profile test, because some become ill when losing weight. The safe method of losing weight is to gradually reduce the amount of food you eat. Let's say you eat 2 rotis. Lessen this by a quarter and eat an amount that gives you strength but leaves you slightly hungry. Avoid sweet and oily foods, as they are generally bad for health. Foods which increase body weight, like potatoes, should also be avoided. Some enjoy eating cold food, but they must refrain from this if seek to lose weight. People who perform strenuous work do not have a diet. The people who farm or lift heavy goods into vehicles do not have to avoid eating certain foods. Just as an example, such people can eat stones and wood without any problems. Those who do not work hard after eating must avoid unhealthy food. When something is fried, it coats the food and makes it difficult to digest, and this leads to illnesses and deterioration of health. Everyone should look after their well-being. May Allah protect us all. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Give this booklet to others after reading it. Distribute the literature of Maktabatul Madina on occasions of happiness and sadness, at weekly gatherings, death anniversaries and maulid processions, etc. Doing this will earn you great reward. Literature can also be placed in shops or distributed in your neighborhood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.